This kid over here is a very talented young man. I'm sure he is in a very safe Chevrolet. LandersChevrolet.com is the website. You can give him a call, 1-888-315-2438. The new Chevy Spark. Any of a truck, SUV. They get the newest, the best deals possible. Huge inventory of pre-owned and new Chevrolet vehicles. You can take advantage of the everyday service specials. $24.95 for an oil change, free front end alignment check, and free battery check. That's all happening at LandersChevrolet.com. That's exit 121 out in Benton, I-30, LandersChevrolet.com.
All right, I don't have the Greenwood fight song in here. I don't even know what it is, I guess. Although, teams who have played Greenwood recently, if they play the fight song after every score, have probably heard this song so much they hear it in their sleep.
They probably cried more than you did watching that Manti Te'o piece.
No doubt. It's as though Greenwood football is brought to you by Tom Rinaldi. It just makes you cry if you're not a Greenwood fan. Joined now on the Revolution Hotline by 2013 Landers Award winner, Drew Morgan. Drew, congratulations, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome.
Right,
thank you.
Buddy.
Good. Thank
so,
you for having me.
Buddy, I appreciate you making time for us. And, you know, it was great class last night. I think it was the closest vote in Landers history. And I guess when you're in the closest vote with some of your future teammates, it's probably not too bad a deal. Were you surprised last night at all by coming out on top?
You know, I mean, you always have that gut feeling where, oh, I didn't do my best. But I guess the overall winner, I guess, did his best. And, I mean, not many guys can say they played all three ways of special teams, defense, and offense the way that I did. And, I mean, I give all the credit out in the world to the other 12 athletes that were out there. And, you know, I'm excited to be named the Landers Award. It's a proud honor and a responsibility now to put it on my back and, I guess, represent Landers and everybody else that have presented the award to me.
Yeah, it's always sort of nerve-wracking, and I've been there before when I was working in Channel 7 and sat through that, and you see the guys, and there's a lot of nervousness in the air. And, you know, it is certainly an honor to be mentioned. It's an honor to be nominated and to be there in attendance at an event like last night. But it is kind of tense. Were you able to enjoy it, or were you kind of nervous through the night?
Oh, I was nervous. Don't get me wrong. I was super nervous. I walked in there, and I mean, you know, everybody's eyes goes on one person, mm-hmm. and I felt like that one person. But you know, I mean, after we kind of get along, we get along with everyone, and I met some guys, and of course Hunter Henry and Austin Allen, our other Arkansas commits, and I said hey to them, and I felt comfortable with myself, and then we got into the newsroom, and everything was like lights on, and so
yeah. That's
when your heart starts racing. Everybody's like, oh my goodness. So,
yeah.
Where are you going to keep the award?
In my house, of course.
Yeah, your room? You're going to put it on the mantle in the living room, or is it something that's going to go on your wall of trophies?
Oh, it'll go on my wall of trophies, definitely. I'm going to go in there every day after school and look at it.
Shine it up a little bit.
Shine it up and say, well, I've accomplished so many great things, but, I mean, you got to put it behind you now. I mean, most guys are like, dude, you should go and enjoy it. I'm like, there's bigger things out there. So, I mean,
now,
I've got gold.
If you carried that thing around the streets of Greenwood with you all times, how many girls would be chasing you through the streets? Let's just
well,
be
hopefully not too many.
Because you
not
have a girlfriend.
Many. Not too many.
Okay, yeah, not too many.
Yeah. What was it like hanging out with your future teammates last night? Have you had a chance to spend much time with Austin and your other future teammates that were there last night, Hunter Henry?
Yeah, I met Hunter Henry for the first time last night. And
okay.
Man, he came up and showed me a lot of love, and I showed him a lot of love, and it's awesome to get to meet the first tight end. I mean, of course, from your recruiting class. And Austin Allen, me and him have a great relationship. Me and him both were nominated to go for the 6A, 7A Offensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we text back and forth, and I'll be up there this weekend with him and Hunter Henry for our official visit. So we got a good relationship going, and hopefully it'll build on.
Drew Morgan joining us in the Zone Revolution Hotline, 2013 Landers Award winner. Don't give me the PC answer, because I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, I'll do whatever they need me to do. But if you had a preference and you got to choose, would you go offense or defense in college? And as you mentioned, I mean, you could do just about everything. In fact, you could probably help on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to ask the fans that one. I mean, honestly, it's like, where do they want to see me? I mean, I'm there to entertain, and I'm there to succeed in whatever I do. But honestly, I play offense. I like to catch the ball, get the ball in my hands, and mm-hmm. if I'm on defense, I'm a ball hawk, and I'll go get the ball. So, I mean, either way, I want the ball. So
let me talk to you about Greenwood and what you guys have going there. And certainly Coach Jones deserves a lot of the credit. Yep. He's been getting some national attention for what he's done there. I don't know how much longer he's going to be at Greenwood. There have got to be some colleges that would be, like to retain his services in the not-too-distant future. But tell me, what's going on in Greenwood? Is it something in the water? Is it what he does? I mean, something's working over there. You guys move up. There's no drop-off. It's an amazing run that you guys have had over there.
Yeah, it comes down to that phrase that we have put on our front of our shirt that we walk around campus with. It's do what we do. And, you know, I think a couple years ago, before I was even at Greenwood, I was in Kansas, and there was nothing like it. And I come here, and everybody's like, yeah, we got to do what we do. Well, everybody comes in with a new motto, and they did what they did that year, but now it's 6A, 7A, and you kind of have to do that better. So what we have in our shirts is do what we do, except we're going to do it better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we sticked with our plan. We actually we really believed in ourselves, and I think that's what excels the Greenwood program, not just because of the coaches and the fans, but the X and O's. And I think if you believe, that's great things will be accomplished.
Have you played other sports through school, and are you going to play anything else the rest of this year?
Yeah, I play basketball, but okay. This year I ended up, I am just saying, you know, I need to focus on football. I mean, I'm a Division I SEC football player, not a Division I SEC basketball player. So
mm-hmm.
It kind of came down to that one. So, I mean, yeah, I love basketball. I love playing golf, tennis. I could play, I think, anything you wanted me to, but I think my heart's just set on football.
What will you do the rest of the year as far as, you know, getting yourself physically, mentally ready for SEC?
Well, there's a CrossFit program. You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it. I haven't done it, but I've seen it. It looks rough.
Yeah, most people say they've only seen it, and they don't want to try it. So, you know, it's hard to describe. You'd kind of have to look it up on YouTube. You go visit our website, CrossFit413.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neat. I do that once every day, and most people are like, it's a 10-minute workout. How are you supposed to get bigger? Well, I mean, if you really want to question me on everything that I've done, you look at my past. And, I mean, I've stuck with CrossFit since my ninth grade year, and
okay.
my accomplishments rewarded myself. So I'm pretty excited to say I do CrossFit.
So you discovered it early.
Yeah, I did. I did, actually. it was really nice that I got it early. And, you know, there's kids that are in Greenwood and some other schools surrounding Fort Smith, and they're at CrossFit right now, and they're in eighth grade, ninth grade, and I'm like, dude, you guys can do this at an earlier age than I did. And I mean, hey, you guys can do the same thing I did or even better. So, I mean, CrossFit's it's pretty neat.
Are you
it's
going,
a great organization.
You going up to Fayetteville this weekend for a visit?
Yes.
What do you
yes.
expect? Have they told you what to expect each day that you're up there and what your itinerary
Yeah, they gave me an itinerary, and they expect good things, obviously. I mean, they don't want to just shun me. I mean, that wouldn't be too good or anybody else. But since we're in-state recruits, I mean, they do want to build it around us since we are the in-state recruits that are committed.
Have you been up for, like, basketball weekends, things
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, because there's no game up there this weekend.
No, I'm not sure.
No, but you haven't been up there for a basketball game when there have been a lot of recruits up there?
No, okay. I haven't.
So what do you figure out what you're going to study yet, or have you thought about that?
I definitely want to go into business management for well, I mean, everybody wants to take just the regular course of their first year just to get settled in and stuff, but I'll go up in the summer and do the first year of college basic classes, and I'll go business and management. And then after I think I get my degree in that, I'll go pre-med.
Pre-med, wow. Overachiever.
I'll go be a pediatrician.
But it makes CrossFit seem like real easy. I mean, that's impressive. What was your first conversation with Coach Bielema like, and how did he sell you?
Oh, well, it was on a Sunday, and I was waiting for it, definitely waiting for it for a while. He's made a couple phone calls before he called me, so I was like, whoa, what's taking him so long? He's messing up. I was just like, come on. But he was like, I've been busy. He called me, and he's like, dude, I don't know, man. If I wouldn't have heard about you, I'm so sorry. I saw your highlight film, and I kicked back in my recliner, popped some popcorn, and watched it again. He said, you know, if I wasn't at Wisconsin, I would have recruited you, man. And right now, I'm in the perfect place to recruit you, and I know you're committed, and I'm going to keep recruiting you. You're the player that we want, the player that we need. I can use you a lot. So he had some high things and high expectations to say to me, and I'm looking forward to meeting him this weekend.
Good
definitely.
Deal. Well, Drew, we're up against top of the hour, man. I appreciate you coming in. Congratulations again. Looking forward to seeing you get started at Arkansas.